Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Dalet Shin. We're in the midst of Sif Aleph. We're continuing on from Sif Katan Yud Beis within Sif Aleph. We're going to be finishing the Sif. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Thursday, January 29th. Before we go on, just a quick review. We saw three types of avodim. There's the Eved Knani, Gomor, who is Mekabel Mitzvahs, and he has Mechuyev in Mitzvahs like an Isha. He's considered Yisrael like an Isha. He has to keep Shabbos for himself. Plus, the Adon has to make sure that the Eved Knani keeps Shabbos even for himself. That is part of the requirements of the Adon. And then there is the Eved Knani who was not Mekabel Mitzvahs, but was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and has the din of a Ger Toshav, in which he can do Malacha for himself, but he can't do Malacha for the Adon or any other Jew. And it is Asur Min HaTorah to tell him to do Malacha for you. This is to differentiate between telling this type of Eved Knani, who is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, between a different guy, even though he's a guy in the sense that he is not mechuyev in mitzvahs for himself, and he can violate Shabbos for himself. There is an Isser Min HaTorah to have him work for you, the Jew, and you have to keep him from working for you. He should not be working for you, and this is Asser Min HaTorah to tell him, and it will be Asser even in cases where Amir La'akum, regular Amir La'akum, would be okay. Then there is a final category of Eved Kanani, which is what we're in the midst of discussing now, and that is the Eved Kanani who has not even been Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We have seen already two opinions. We will see a third today. We have already seen two opinions in this so far. That this opinion holds that such an Eved Kanani who has not even been Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, it might even be an Avodah Zarah, still, it is usher to tell this Eved, it is usher for anyone to tell this Eved to do Malacha for him, any Jew. That is the first opinion. It is usher to tell him, and therefore there would be no Heterim for such an Eved Kanani to go ahead and ask him to do Malacha for you, even in areas where there might be a Heter to ask a regular guy. But since he's an Eved Yisrael, since he's the Eved of Yisrael, even though he's a full guy, not even Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, it is still usher to have him do work for any Jew. That is the first opinion. Then there's the V'yesh Cholkim, who holds that such an Eved Kanani, although it is usher for the Adon to ask him to do work or have him do work for himself, for another Yisrael, there is no Isser. And therefore, the big nafka mina between the two opinions would be if there is a Yisrael that is b'chayla she'em bo sakana, or we're in need of Goyim to help with a kavura on Yom Tov Rishon, we would be able to do it since it's not for the Adon, such an Eved Kanani who has not even been Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, according to the second opinion, the Yesh Cholkim. He would be able to do malacha like any other nachri in cases where Chazal were matir amira la'akum. And now we continue on. All right. And what last thing we saw was that even for the Adon himself, if it is clear that he's not doing it for the Adon, only if it's 100% clear. Stama, any work is for the Adon. If it's clear that such a third category of a Kanani is not doing it for the Adon, then it would be permissible in the sense that we would not have to stop him from doing the work. So now we continue on. If we're in the Shulchan Aruch, it says as follows: Uli Yisrael Acher She'eino Rabo, and to another Yisrael who is not the rabbo of such an Eved Kanani, again, who this is the third category Eved Kanani who has not been even Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He says, Afilu Oysel Adas Yisrael, even if he is doing it for a Feirish for another Yisrael, it is going to be mutter, it is going to be permissible, Kol she'ein sham amiras Yisrael. As long as there is no full-blown amiras Yisrael, where the non-Jew told him to actually do it, uvavach lo yehena Yisrael b'Shabbos, as long as the Yisrael was also not nene on Shabbos meosav malacha from that malacha. So what is he saying now? Look at Mr. Gura Yudbeis uli Yisrael acher. Again, we're in the second opinion, the dafka gabe rabo shehu abdo. It's only by the rabo that is the rabo of the eved, okay, where he's the rabo of that eved. That's where we say Amrinu de mistama kol mashu oseh al das rabo oseh. We say that whatever he does is for the rabo. Masha ein kein bazeh, as opposed to this one, afshu oseh al das Yisrael, even though he's doing it for Yisrael, kol shelo tivo, anytime it was not commanded, umaschila eved, and the eved begins, oh hager toshav, or the ger toshav lasos me'e, love to do it by himself. Amrinu da ikir adag de nafshe, we say mainly it's for himself. Avid laharviach, to make some benefit, levasof mimalachto, from his work. Ve'eino aser ela imkein mitzaveya lasos. It's only going to be aser if he actually commands him to do it. And now we say yud gimel. It's mutter va'ein simen reishon and beis sof sif beis tilapamim starach lemchois midrabbanon. If you check out earlier reishon and beis, there are certain scenarios, even in a regular case of an akum, where you have to tell him not to do it. Sifka and yudalad uvavad shelo yehana. As long as you're not nene, v'hainu midrabbanon, okay, because this is midrabbanon. The lo adif ha'eved mishar ena yehudi. As we said, this, according to the second opinion, with respect to other Jews besides the Adon, this eved is like shar ena yehudi, the alma, like any other ena yehudi. Sha'asa malacha, that does malacha l'das Yisrael. Sha'asa li Yisrael, it is asa for Yisrael le'ahonos me'oso malacha b'Shabbos. It is asa for Yisrael to be nene from malacha done for a Jew on Shabbos, even though it's a regular full-blown guy. Like we said before, in the beginning of Reish Ayin Vav, Ayin Sham. So that is the first two opinions. So again, the first two opinions is that in the third category, Eved Kanani, where the Eved Kanani has not even been Mekabel Shevametz Bnei Noach. He is neither a Ger Toshav, nor is he a full-blown Eved Kanani, Chuyev Mitzvahs. So the first two opinions is, the first opinion is, he is treated like a regular Eved Kanani, and it is us for him to do work for any Jew, and it is us for any Jew to ask him to do work, and you have to have him refrain from doing work for you, but he could do work for himself, where it's clear that he's doing it for himself. Second opinion is that it's only for the Adon, that it's Aser, and it's only for the Adon that Minatira, he has to have him refrain, the Eved refrain from doing work for he himself, the Adon. But with respect to all other Jews, he is like any other guy, where all you have is the regular Durabanan of Amir La'akum, with all the Heterim that come with it, and obviously all the Isturim as well, where you can't be Nene from Malacha done directly for you, but that's all Midurabanan. Now we're coming over to a totally different opinion. V'yesh omrim shekol. We're continuing the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim shekol shelo kibel alav sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. There are those that say that whoever was not mekabel alav sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, kevan de eino yehudi gamarhu, since he is a totally non-Jewish eved Kanani, because he was not mekabel any sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So he's a total non-Jew, total guy, even over the Avodah Zarah, possibly. He's Ein Yehudi Gamarhu, Ein Rabbo Muzar Alav. This opinion holds that even his Rabbo, even his Adon, has no halachic requirement to prevent him from doing work. He is like any other guy vis-a-vis the Adon. Ulefizet. Sarche chola she'ein bo sakana. Based on this, since he is like any other guy, and all there is the halachas of amira la'akum. I shouldn't say all there is, but there is the isa derabanan dafka of amira la'akum, and l'fizet sarche chola she'ein bo sakana. Therefore, even for the adon who might be a chola she'ein bo sakana, V'chein tzarchei meis b'yom tov rishon, and also any needs for a mace, for kvura on yom tov rishon, mutter loyim alehem lasoso, the adon can tell him to do it, even for himself, and there is no iser ben atayra for the third category, Evet Knani. According to this opinion, the only iser min haTorah legabe avodim is a full-blown Evet Knani and an Evet Knani that was mekabel shel mitzvos b'nei Noach. Let's now look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katon tezvav yesh omrim shekolz. Svirlu, this opinion holds. Delo hazira Torah al Evet shel Yisrael. The Torah did not command legabe an Evet of Yisrael in Yin Shabbos with respect to Shabbos. Ela b'yeshalav al kolponim is only if this Evet Kanani has ktsatz mitzvahs, has some mitzvahs. Tahainu at least shav mitzvahs b'nei Noach, at least shav mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Kumavu Rabbi Beis Yosef, ayin shom, like Rabbi Beis Yosef points out, check it out there. Vayin b'elio rabba, shevi v'shem kama poiskim, and check out the Elio rabba, who brought in the name of certain poskim, the lemaisa yesh lahach, mirka svara rishoyna. He says, bottom line, one should be machmir, like the first opinion. That an adon is mitzuva even on his total Evet Kanani, that's the total guy, we should be machmir. This is what Eliyahu Rabba said in the name of the numerous poskim. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds, very important, halacha lemaisa, also loymar lemumar, it is aser to speak to any mumar or apikiris or non-religious Jew, even if he's of the worst type, the karayim and karites, laseis lo malacha b'shabbos, he can't tell him to do a malacha on Shabbos and Yontiv, because to over mishum lifnei iver, because you're over mishum lifnei iver. Let's move weiter. Tes Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah. Before we go to the Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, let's look at the Ramah. V'chol Eved Shemitzuva al Shvisaso. Now the Ramah adds, any Eved where there is a mitzvah on the Eved, where there is a mitzvah vis-a-vis that Eved, that he should not work on Shabbos. Otzer Lotzeis B'chaysam She'asalo Rabo Laharos Boshu Avdo. It is also for such an Eved to go out with a seal, a chosam, that the Rabbo, okay, made for him, that he should show that he's an Eved. So you should not go out with this on Shabbos. V'imhu shel tit, if it is of dried dirt, this chosam, like a cheap, dried up dirt chosam that's mutilat seispo, he can go out with it, kishetalui b'tzavaro, if it is a seal of dried up dirt that is hanging over his neck. Avalo b'ksuso. However, he says he should not go out with such a chosam hanging to his clothes. Uvashal mateches, and if it's a chosam that is a mateches that is of metal, b'chol inyan aser, no matter what, it is going to be aser. And if the Eved made this chosem for himself, the Adon didn't ask him to put on the seal that he's an Eved, then afilu b'shal tit, even if it is of dried up dirt, this seal, the whole inyan aser, no matter what, it is going to be aser. Let's see what this is all about. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Tes Zayin. The whole Eved. So he says, Ikai gama Eved shalo mol v'tavol, whether this Ramah is talking also about an Eved that did not have a Mila Tvila, or only an Eved that is a Yisrael, like an Isha, Ayin B'Toyseh Shabbos, V'Pri B'Gadim, Ayin Shem. But regardless, Sifkat Yud Zayin. So this Eved, who is Mitzuvah B'Shvi Sasso, also let's say, so he can't go out. He named Mechila Sasam Hadover. In the beginning, the Ramah makes a blanket statement. Afterwards, he goes and he explains as follows. If there are two factors in saying that it's going to be okay for the Eved Kanani to go out with this chosam, that's what? The chosam is one of dirt, dry dirt. Who tali b'tzavaro, and it's on his neck. Then mutzal tzeispo. Then the eved kanani can go out with such a seal from the adon, stating that he's an eved. Why? What are you concerned about? If we're afraid that the eved is going to take off the seal hanging from his neck, and carry it, for sure you don't have to worry about that. Because he has on himself the fear of the adon sheyomar, that will say shehesira. Okay, because he fears that the Adon will say that he took it off. He's afraid of the Adon thinking that he took it off to show, hey, I'm a free man. And therefore he has the fear of his Adon and he'd never do such a thing and take it off. And if you're afraid it's going to come off, v'yishaver and break, if you're afraid that this dry dirt chosam is going to break off his neck, and then Bishus Arabim and Bishus Arabim Vasila Suya Chagabes, and you're worried he's gonna go and carry it afterwards to his house. Gam came lechalamechash, you also don't have to worry about that. The Lamaya Vienna, why would he bring it in? The Chosam Shavur Shal Tit, because a Chosam that is broken of Tit, Lo Chazi Lamidi. It's not worth anything, it's broken. Vim Kedela Haros La Rabo Shu Kafaflo, and if it's to show his Rabo that he is kafuf, that he is subservient to him. And that's why he's still keeping it in his hand. And therefore, that's why he's holding in his hand this seal, this broken seal in his hand. That's not going to be a semen klal avdus. It's not a semen at all that he is an eved unless he has it hanging from his neck or he has it hanging on his clothes. However, if there is only one area, okay, that will allow us to be makel, okay, that's not going to be good enough, right? It's only if there are two factors here. And number one, it is made out of a clod of dirt, and number two, it is hanging from his neck. But if it's only one, we'll see that's not going to be good. If it wasn't hanging over his neck and it was hanging on his clothes, or even if it was hanging on his neck, shaya chosam shalmatachos, it was made out of metal, shu chashuv, which is a chashuv type of chosam, type of seal, then aser latzeisbo is going to be aser latzeisbo lishus harabim mukud lakame, like we said, going on in the Ramah, where the Ramah said that if it's viksuso or shalmateches, it's going to be aser no matter what. So let's see now in Yudches, Avalo Biksuso. So why if it's in the clothes, is it automatically going to be usher for the Eved Kanani to go out with such a seal on his hanging from his clothes? Dilma Mifsach HaChosam Eila. Maybe the Chosam will come off the clothes. Umirtas Merabba, and he'll fear his Rabbo. Sheyomar, he'll say, Shesiro Kedei Laharos Lakol. He's afraid that the other one will say, hey, he's taking it off in order to show everyone Shu ben Chayrin. And therefore what he'll do is, Yikapel Taliso, he'll fold up his talis, Kedei Shlo Yisra'a Mekayim HaChosam, so that people won't see the place of the Chosam, V'Yisa'en Al Ksefa, and therefore he'll hang the clothes, his cloak over his shoulder, V'Damei HaTalis, okay, Al Ksefo Kimasoi, and such a talis on his shoulder is mamish a masoi, and it's a concern for carrying. So he's saying that if, since it's on his clothes and it comes off, he would not want to walk around showing that he has his clothes. It doesn't have the chosam on it, and therefore he put it over his shoulder, and he might actually come and carry Dalad Amas, which is a rabbin. So therefore, he should not go out, such an Eved should not go out with a chosam on his clothes on Shabbos, only if it's a cloud of dirt on his neck would be okay. And then he goes on to Vishal Matacha, Sifkat and Yutest, even if it's on his neck, if it's a chosam made out of metal, the Kevan Shu Chashuv, the Kapit Alav, since it is a Chashuv, and he's Makbid, right, the Kapit Alav Rabbo, Shalo Yovad, since it's chashiv, his rabbo is makbid that he doesn't lose such a chosam, an expensive seal. Chayshin and Dilma Mifsak, we're afraid that maybe it will break. V'asi lasuye da'ar amas, and he'll come and carry da'ar amas, which is a rabbin. Chaf, and finally the last Mishnah Berurah says that if the Eved made the chosam Okay, this is based on the Ramah. If he made the chasim for himself, the adam did not make the chasim, then even if it's of tit, it's going to be aser for him to wear it. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf. B'chol inyan hani afilu kishu taloi al tzavaro. Even if it's hanging on his neck. V'atam, the reason is, the kevan shu aser liatzmo, since he is doing it for himself, he made this seal himself. Eino mirtat mirabo. He has no fear from his rabbo, since his rabbo did not make him wear the seal. He is putting on the seal from his own volition. He wants to show that he himself is an eved, and the adon doesn't care. So therefore, he doesn't fear me, rabbo. Kishi yisirenu, when he takes it off, v'chayshin and dilma shukil lebiyade. We're afraid he'll carry it in his hand. The v'yena dal amos, which is a rabbin. He'll carry it dal amos in rishus harabim.